And welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. There's a controversy over building a high-rise on the top of the old Joskies building at River Center Mall downtown. Mayor Hudon Castro and City Manager Cheryl Scully have come out in favor of the building with some conditions, but groups like the San Antonio Conservation Society say this is a bad idea for San Antonio. We want to hear from you about this. Would the jobs gained from the construction and working at the building be worth whatever loss there is to the historic downtown San Antonio? 614-8980 is our phone number if you got questions or comments. Also, you can email them to thesource@tpr.org. We offered an invitation to the developers of the tower over the Joskies. They did not want to come forth, so we're just going to we did also extended an invitation to the San Antonio Conservation Society, and they accepted. So Nancy Avalar, who's the president of the San Antonio Conservation Society, welcome to The Source.
Thank you very much, and thank you for listening to our side, which, of course, we believe is the right side.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we're not going to make any judgments. We're just going to, you know, give everybody a chance to get, have their say.
I understand.
Nancy, tell me why you think that putting a high-rise tower or on top of the old Joskies building, people do even know what Joskies is anymore. Why is that a bad thing?
Well, the Joskies building, or the building that is on the corner of Commerce and Alamo Plaza, is a historic building, originally built in 1889 by Alfred Giles. Later additions were in 1910 and in 1939 by Bartlett Cock. And so it is a historic building in its own right, and also Joskies, of course, was a very famous department store, but we are interested in the historic fabric that's there.
So a lot of people aren't familiar with Alfred Giles, and he was a significant architect for San Antonio and South Texas.
South Texas, yes.
Yeah, and so he designed a lot of great buildings that we know and appreciate today.
Yes, he did, and actually, I have a wonderful quote from Bartlett Cock, who did the 1939 rather Art Deco addition and changed the facade. He said, when he reflected on this work, that A, it did not dwarf the Alamo, it did not dwarf the Minger Hotel. He felt it was a very satisfactory design. And it has stayed there for over 100 years, and the proposed addition of a 26-story tower that is 380 feet tall flies in the face of not only the Secretary of the Interior's guidelines for historic preservation, but in our own city's guidelines for historic preservation. This building was individually landmarked by the City of San Antonio. Landmarks by the city are so designated for their outstanding historic, cultural, or architectural significance. And the landmark designation should protect the unique character of that resource.
Okay. Let me go ahead and go. I've got a caller on the line. I want to get to that caller. Gabrielle, you're on The Source. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm calling because we have a couple of situations that may be the reason why they have these ideas to change town in the way that they do. You know, we have young leaders who don't necessarily have the collective understanding that they need to know why we have areas of town that have been preserved for so long the way that they are. I mean, downtown most definitely can use development. Downtown's a big place. There's a lot of places to develop. I'm wondering what your experts there think about the idea of our leaders not having a long enough understanding or a well-educated understanding on how you preserve and how you create new construction.
All right, Gabrielle, thank you so much for your call. So he thinks there's other places they could put this high-rise downtown, still be successful, and he says that a lot of people in the town aren't made aware of the historic significance of many of our structures.
Well, I agree with him, and actually other alternative sites were suggested during the HDRC, or Historic Design and Review Commission, meeting that was held on May 1st. And those have not been, pursued by these developers. The city's own commission, the Center City Strategic Framework Plan, that was commissioned and completed a year ago in February, states that there is an imbalance of hotel development at the expense of a better mix of uses. And so, you know, the city commissions studies and then ignores them. The city designates landmarks and then overrides or, again, ignores the guidelines that have been prepared by the city for these structures. And we are very discouraged that that they are, you know, not respecting their own guidelines and think that there is, you know, something, there's some breach of trust with the public because of this.
Okay, more callers want to jump in on this conversation. Laura, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks. I'm curious as to who will be moving into these really expensive apartments. There's hundreds of them coming up around Pearl that are very pricey, and this as well. Where are all these people going to be coming from?
Okay, Laura, that's a good question. Nancy, I don't know if you could answer that question, but is there a question about the economic viability of this massive? It's a condominium high-rise. So
well, it's time. We understand that part of it would be timeshare and that part of it is hotel.
Okay. So, and I know that Mayor Scully has put that down as a condition that she definitely wants to address certain things that would involve having there, like parking needs, making sure that this is, you know, there's market evidence to support this business going there.
Well, and you know, again, I'm not necessarily, I don't exist to comment on economic realities. However, we have, you know, been very careful in reviewing city commission studies, one that they use to actually approve or sell the idea of expanding the convention center, shows that the annual change to traditional convention and trade show demands has a negative, if there's such a thing, 12% growth. We have been in a steady decline since 1995 on convention business, on hotel room nights, and the market demand analysis that was done by the creators of this study indicate that 62% of the users of the convention center did not express a desire for additional space. So the need or the desire is not there. You know, traditional convention business is down all over the country. And
right.
Very large convention.
It dropped
center.
Since the recession and hasn't bounced back. Let's get back to the phones. Ed is standing by. Ed, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. My comment is that if it's a timeshare, when you buy a timeshare, you cannot easily sell that thing that you buy. So is this building going to be part timeshare, and is that approved or not approved by the city?
Okay, Ed, thank you for that question. He's curious about the timeshare situation. But, Nancy, you're really focused on the historic elements of this being near the Alamo. Casting a shadow on the Alamo, is that part of the problem?
Yep. And it is in historic. It is in the historic Alamo Plaza District. Again, further guidelines that help the property owners in that area determine how to renovate or expand their properties. It is surrounded by low height buildings. The Alamo itself is only 30 feet high.
Isn't there an ordinance saying that we can't have buildings that cast a shadow on the Alamo? I remember when they built the original Hyatt on the Riverwalk that they had to lower it, or they couldn't build it to the height that they wanted to because it would cast a shadow on the Alamo.
Right. And I believe that the architects showed during the May 1st presentation that there would be a very short window of time when there would be a shadow cast in that direction. But again, I don't know how scientific that study is. And you also look at the imposition on St. Joseph Catholic Church just to the south of, surrounded by what is now the Joffe's building. You know, that's another wonderful historic asset which will be overpowered and shadowed by this construction.
Okay, and another caller, and let's go with Obi. Obi, you're on The Source. Go ahead.
How you doing, sir? I'm actually an architecture student at UTSA, and one of the things we deal with a lot are kind of the state of San Antonio and how we progress in the city. One thing that's always been frustrating for me is how we tend to want to hold on to these historic gems, quote-unquote, and yes, granted, some are gems, but others of them are these shelves of history that aren't serving a purpose. They're not doing anything anymore. So I don't understand why people are so adamant about fighting to keep four walls up, because at one point those four walls represented or meant something.
All right, Obi, thank you for that. So he says, I mean, right now, what that, is that building vacant? What, Nancy?
Well, that building is vacant, and we certainly don't oppose repurposing of historic buildings. And the town is full of historic buildings that have been repurposed and restored and are being and are in use. I mean, this is one of the attractions of our town and what makes it unique. So we fully support it. You know, one of the arguments the developer used is what this will or create retail. My gosh, it's in a mall. What's a mall for? To create, you know, it's retail. This is a failed business purpose or failed business plan that's looking for a new solution. And, of course, it, the easiest thing here is to build a hotel. But, you know, the possibility of retail exists right now. And if there was a demand for it or for that kind of retail, it probably, you know, it could exist.
Well,
but again,
I mean, but this is about, that's the thing. You said you're not about economy and jobs, but that is something that the mayor and the city manager are concerned with. So they are weighing that. So are you just not weighing the economic upside and you're just focused solely on the historic preservation?
We do weigh, you know, we do that. The economic upside does enter into all of these equations. And again, repurposing historic buildings is a great generator of local jobs, and it is sustainable, and it is the original green type of activity, because reusing and repurposing.
All right, Nancy.
Materials.
Got to let you go. We're out of time. To Nancy Avalar, the president of San Antonio Conservation Society, talking about the Joskies development on downtown San Antonio. We did outreach to the folks doing the development. They chose not to participate in our conversation, but we invite them to come on anytime they want and have their say. And let me tell you that you've been listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Wayne Coble is a TPR program director. And Chris Udaly is our web producer. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.